Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Topping our farm news today, another railroad merger, but not just another railroad merger. This one's got some teeth to it. Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern announced the $85 billion deal has been finalized to tie their networks together and create the first U.S. transcontinental railroad. The merged company will be called Union Pacific. Both railroads say it will transform the U.S. supply chain and economy, strengthen domestic manufacturing, and preserve all union jobs. The combined companies will have a value of more than $250 billion. The railroad will stretch 52,215 route miles with track winding through 43 states from the East Coast to the West Coast, serving around 100 ports. Australia will soon be getting Canadian beef and beef products for the first time since 2003. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency announced that previous restrictions on imports from countries including Canada to Australia have been lifted. 22 years ago, Australia imposed restrictions on Canadian beef, which was also the case for countries like the U.S. due to this discovery of mad cow disease. Many other countries have slowly started lifting import restrictions, citing the reduced risk, with Canada's risk level being classified now as negligible. Details remain sketchy, but the broad outlines of recent U.S. trade framework deals show promise for U.S. farm exports and some unexpected gains. From Japan to the European Union and the U.K. to Australia, American ag stands to benefit from new market openings denied for decades, and some of those are surprising to longtime Senator Chuck Grassley.
I never thought I'd see the day that we get rice into Japan or beef into Australia. Or we're supposed to have some, it's not very clear, but even with Europe.
The EU has kept out U.S. farm goods with tariffs and non-tariff regulatory barriers for decades. Grassley says there's now a chance to change all of that, but can't say it will reverse a record $32 billion ag trade deficit in fiscal 24 and a projected $42 billion deficit this year. Separately, Grassley had this to say on USDA's reorganization plan.
I don't find fault with that. I don't think that it's as big of a deal with agriculture as it might be with other departments, because most every county in the United States has an FSA office where farmers or the USDA is already close to the farmer.
And those are the top farm news stories today. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back with a check of morning markets.